So we, of course, want to get into the Echelon 1 data, but I did want to start after hearing about this case. And Greg, ask you to review Hodgkin lymphoma as, you know, generally presents in the United States.
What I like to do is divide the patient population into 5 or 6 silos. Favorable early stage disease, unfavorable early stage disease without tumor bulk. Tumor bulk is defined as a 10 centimeter mass in most series. Unfavorable early stage disease with tumor bulk, then favorable advanced stage disease and unfavorable advanced stage disease. I usually make a sidebar for patients who are elderly, of which I consider older than 70. And those patients are treated somewhat differently. If you add all of those 6 cohorts together, you'll have around 92 or 9,300 patients. The elderly patient population older than 70 makes about 500 cases each year in the United States. So based upon what silo the patient is in, you should have a standard treatment program planned and a possible investigational treatment program planned. And the reason why this is so important is that if you give the correct treatment to a patient with Hodgkin lymphoma, based upon what silo they're in, almost everybody has a fairly similar cure rate. So you don't want to overtreat the patients expected to do well, and you don't want to undertreat the patients expected to do less well. And even the best patient has only about a 10% improvement in progression-free survival compared to the worst patient, provided you give the treatment correctly. So that's the basis of untreated Hodgkin lymphoma. If you look at patients where treatment fails, about 1,400 patients each year in the U.S. have failure of first treatment. Most of these patients are treated with curative intent, with salvage therapy followed by a transplant. Those who cannot be treated with curative intent based upon age or comorbidity these days receive usually checkpoint inhibitors for their management. So that's kind of the pile of patients. And I think that when you look at the patient presentation, you have a fairly good idea of what you're going to do based upon what silo the patient is in.